According to the woman's perspective, this child took away Naomi's reproach of childlessness and would take care of her in old age. The women foresaw the child as a restorer of life for Naomi and sustain her in old age. They also had a word of praise for Ruth. She was better to Naomi than seven sons might have been. Naomi took the newborn child, laid him in her bosom, and cared for him as his guardian. This child was named by someone other than the immediate family. The women who named this grandchild of Naomi called him Obed, servant. Obed was linked to David as the father of Jesse, and thus the grandfather of David. The story of Ruth has shown how a Moabite woman obtained an exalted place in Hebrew history. David did not forget his Moabite roots during the period of flight from Saul's wrath. David asked the king of Moab to let his parents stay there for refuge. Isn't that something? David didn't forget where he came from. Perez, the son of Tamar, according to Genesis 38 and 29, and Hezron are mentioned in Genesis 46 and 12. You see, the genealogy in Ruth is traced back to Perez, who was the founder of a family of Judah that was named for him called the Perizzites in Numbers 26 and 20, to which Elimelech and Boaz had belonged. This list has 10 names and unimportant names are omitted. Let me say this real slow. The list has 10 names and the unimportant names are omitted. Now, why are the unimportant names omitted? Because the unimportant names are not represented in the history of the story. So the list has 10 names in order to preserve the number 10, because the number 10 represents the number of deliverance. So come on, somebody. The first five names over the period from the time of the entry into Egypt to the time of Moses, okay? While the remaining five, now these particular names, Nashon in Exodus 6 and 23 and Numbers 1 and 7, while the remaining five belong to the period of the early settlement in Canaan to the closing years of the Judges. Now see, with the naming of Boaz, let me say this real slow, with the naming of Boaz, the rest of the genealogy falls into focus. Neither Mahlon nor Elimelech is included. However, as the legal father of Obed, instead, Boaz, his natural father, is listed. Isn't that something? Let me say this real slow. With the naming of Boaz, the rest of the genealogy falls into focus. Neither Mahlon nor Elimelech is included. They are not included. However, as the legal father of Obed, instead, Boaz, his natural father, is listed. You see, the link to David is established. The hand of God is in the direction and continuity of history. Let me say this real slow. The link to David is established. The hand of God is in the direction and continuity of history. You see, two people brought together by a highly unlikely series of circumstances. Let me say this real slow. Two people brought together by a highly unlikely series of circumstances became ancestors of the great king of Israel, David, who in turn for Christians provides an integral link to the genealogy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Now, there are some significant verses, the characters and the achievements of Ruth. There are some significant verses that you are going to have to study on your own. You're going to have to crack open that Word of God for yourself and all by yourself and rightly divide the Word of Truth for yourself with the help of the Holy Spirit helping you, opening up your eyes so that you can see the Word, opening up your ears so that you can hear the Word, open up your mind and your heart so that you can comprehend, understand, and perceive what it is that the Spirit wants to give you about the significant verses of the character and the achievements of Ruth. I want you to go into Ruth chapter 1 and look at verse 16 and 17. I want you to go to Ruth chapter 2 and look at verses 1 and 2 and look at verses 11 and 12. I want you to go to Ruth chapter 3 verses 1 through 4. I want you to go to Ruth chapter 4 and 6, and I want you to go to Ruth chapter 4 and verse 22. You're going to have to rightly divide that and study that word for yourself, not to me, but you're going to have to do it unto the Lord. You're going to have to get into this word for yourself and do it unto the Lord. Now, I have a prayer to wrap this series up, Naomi and Ruth, part 3. This prayer is going to break down the proper application on how you use this word according to the chapter of the books of Ruth and every point in it, the entire book of Ruth, every point that applies to the blessings of marriage and the situations in the relationships are in this prayer application that is filled full of revelations to help that man and to help that wife come together the way God designed for them to come together according to the word of God. I go free. I'm in the spirit. I go free. I go free in the spirit. I want you to receive this right now under the sound of my voice. I go free. Jesus Christ died for everything that you or I could ever think of. I go free. If you've been hurt in your past, I go free. If you've had an addiction in your life, I go free. If it was a bad marriage, I go free. If it was a parent separation, I go free. If your father did not want you, I go free. If your mother did not want you, I go free. If you've been victimized as a woman by a violation of a man or a woman, I go free. I go free from every single affliction, every trouble, every trial, every tribulation, everything that has ever come against my life. I go free. I want you to receive that in the spirit before I say this prayer. Know right now, this is prophetic right now in the spirit realm, that I go free, I go free, I go free, I go free. Put it in the spirit. I go free. I'm free in the spirit. I'm free in the spirit of God. I'm free because of the blood of Jesus. I'm free because of the sacrifice. I'm free because of the Lamb. I'm free because the Father sent the Holy Ghost. I'm free because He sent the Spirit of Truth. I'm free because He sent my Comforter. I'm free because He sent me a helper. I'm free because I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm free because He died for my sins. I'm free because I repent and turn from my evil and wicked ways. I'm free. I'm free. I go free. Receive this prayer in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, according to my faith in the faith of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, and my belief that God chose me to believe His truth, I receive the Holy Spirit because I'm born of the Holy Spirit. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit, and I'm a witness to the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, I decree Your word and make my request known to You in the name of Jesus the Christ. Would you men listening under the sound of my voice, and you women of God listening under the sound of my voice, this is how you talk to God. I decree Your word and make my request known to You. You don't have to make all your requests known to your pastor. You don't have to make all your requests known to the friends that you have. You don't have to make all your requests known to your mother and your father when you're an adult age. You don't have to make all your requests makes known to nobody. You make your requests known unto the Lord. Bless the establishment of my friendship with my true wife of my favor. Let me say that real slow. Bless the establishment of my friendship with the true wife of my favor. Bless the establishment of my friendship. Father, bless the establishment of my friendship. This is how you talk to God about your wife. Father, bless the establishment of my friendship with my true wife. You women, Father, bless the establishment of my friendship with my true husband of my favor. The wife that I find favor with, the wife that You gave me favor with, the husband that I find favor with, the husband that God has given You favor with. Bless my wife's loyalty towards me. You don't have to argue with your wife. You don't have to fight with your wife. You don't have to bicker with your wife. You don't have to complain with your husband's women. You ask God to bless the loyalty. Bless my wife's loyalty towards me, Father. Bless my husband's loyalty towards me. This is how you women talk to God about your husband. You say, Father, bless my husband's loyalty towards me. You don't have to be snooping around trying to find out what's he doing, if he's dealing with another woman. You don't have to do that. And you men, you don't have to snoop around about your wife. If you married her and put a ring on her finger, what you snooping around for? Oh, come on, somebody. I talk to the Father. Father, bless my wife's loyalty towards me. Father, bless my wife's steadfast love towards me. Father, bless my wife's kindness towards me. Father, bless my wife's humility towards me. Let us know the value of others and our need to understand one another in the name of Jesus the Christ. Isn't that something? Bless my wife's preparations to be married to me. Isn't that something? This is the prayer that I say. I say, Father, bless my wife's preparations to be married to me. Because my wife, my true wife, the wife that belongs to Kenny Williams, this particular woman is special. This particular woman is beautiful. This particular woman is the one that I only have eyes for. I only have eyes for the wife that is for me. And I want you men under the sound of my voice to have that same attitude. I want you to only have eyes for the wife that God has designed to be for you. And you women likewise. Because my wife, she only has eyes for me. She don't have eyes for no other man. She has eyes for her man. His name is Kenny Williams. I want y'all to understand that right there. Because the thirst, oh my goodness, because they thirsty out there. These chicks is thirsty out there. Somebody give them a bottle of water. The thirst is real. These women out there are thirsty. And they looking at your man because they're thirsty. The thirst is so real. Somebody give those women a bottle of water, please, so they can chill out and cool off. Now, bless my wife's loyalty towards me, Father. Bless my wife's steadfast love towards me. Bless my wife's kindness towards me. Bless my wife's humility towards me. Let us know the value of others and our need to understand one another in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, bless my wife's preparations to be married to me. I thank you, Father, that you're preparing my wife for me. You women say this. I thank you, Father, that my husband is being prepared for me. That you, Father, would show kindness to my wife. That you, Father, would show kindness to my husband. That's what you women would say. That my wife would find rest in my home as her husband. Or that my husband would find rest in my home as his wife. Isn't that something? You are blessing each other and you're asking God to bless the other one on your behalf. This is how you truly intercede for your wife and how you truly intercede for your husband. Bless my wife's preparations to be married to me. Bless my husband's preparations to be married to me. That you, Father, would show kindness to my wife. That you, Father, would show kindness to my husband. That my wife would find rest in my home as her husband. That my husband would find rest in my home as his wife. And that my wife may find the security that marriage gives to a woman. And that my husband may find the security that marriage gives to a man. It's twofold. You can't have one without the other. As we give our devotion to you as our Lord, and as we give our devotion to you as our Father. Father, let there be no limited commitment in our marriage. You see, why would you get married to your spouse, and then after you put a ring on it, there's a limited commitment to the marriage? Why would anyone get married and as soon as they getting married, they have a limited commitment on their marriage? Oh, come on, somebody. I go for free when it comes to me and my wife. I go free when it comes to me and my baby. I go free when it comes to me and the woman that's going to be joined together with me. I go free. We go free together. We go free together in marriage. We go free together in our commitment. We go free together in our relationship because we love one another. We go free. We go free together. I don't care what you think about me and my wife. My wife surely doesn't care what you think about her and me because we go free. We're free in Christ. We're not held bondage. We're not held captive. We're not restricted to loving one another because of what other people might think or what other people might feel or what other people might say. Why? Because we go free. Somebody better get that revelation and act like they know. Hook up with somebody that you can go free with. Stop trying to thirst after somebody else's water. Somebody just got slapped in the mouth, and I wasn't going to say that, but they did. Now, bless my wife's preparations to be married to me, that you, Father, would show kindness to my wife, that my wife would find rest in my home as her husband, and that my wife may find the security that marriage gives to a woman, as we give our devotion to you as our Lord and Father in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, let there be no limited commitment in our marriage, and bless us that we not separate from one another. Bless us that we not separate from one another. The day that you get married to your spouse, this is something you need to add into your marriage vow. Father, bless us that we not separate from one another. And God will honor that if a husband and a wife go before the Lord and say, Lord, we petition before you on this day. Let the heaven bear record and let earth be witness and let the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth. Father, let us not separate from one another, and let us be full, and let us be rich together. That's what I'm talking about. Father, bless me as a man of good standing. You see, when my wife prays to God for me, notice I said my wife. I'm calling my wife out. In the spirit. I already got mine. I don't know what y'all talking about. I got mine. And this is how my wife, because I call it out, this is how my wife represents her husband before the Father. She says, Father, bless my husband as a man of good standing. Isn't that something? Wouldn't you, men, tell the truth? Don't lie. Wouldn't you love to have a wife like that? Does she go before the Lord early in the morning in the fourth watch? She's up speaking in tongues, praying to God in the fourth watch. And she says, Father, bless my husband as a man of good standing. She laying hands on you while you sleep. Hot coals are burning fire. The cherubim anointing is all over my wife. The cherubim anointing is all over my wife. She got healing power in her hands. She got hot coals of burning fire. She lay hands on me while I lay down on the pillow, sleep at night. And she pray over me in the spirit. And she say, Father, bless my man of God. Bless my husband as a man of good standing and distinguish him with honor. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? You know you want a wife like that. I go free with mine. And Father, let my connection with my wife be according to your perspective. Let my connection with my wife be according to your perspective and not according to human accident. Let my connection with my wife be according to God's perspective. Don't let my connection to my wife be according to my perspective. My perspective is all jacked up. Let my connection to my wife be according to God's perspective. And you women under the sound of my voice, you need to say it like this. Let my connection with my husband be according to God's perspective. And not your perspective, women. Let it be according to God's perspective. And not according to human accident. And permit us to come together by the hand of your power. This is how you talk to God, you men of God, under the sound of my voice. Will the real men of God please stand up? This is how you talk to God about that woman. Let us come together by the hand of your power. Father, concerning my wife and my life, let us come together by the hand of your power. And you women under the sound of my voice, you single women, I got a word for you about your husband, about the man that God has promised to be in your life. And here's the word. This is how you talk to God about your husband. You bless your husband before you see your husband. You bless your husband before you get your husband. You put that in the atmosphere. You put that in the spirit and you call that thing out according to the word of God. This is what the women of God say. You say, Father, permit me and my husband to come together by the hand of your power in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, bless my wife's protection. This is what the men of God says. Father, bless my wife's protection and let no other man touch her. This is how a real man of God represents his wife in the spirit. He says, Father, bless my wife's protection and let no other man touch my wife. And you women, you can use this word. You can use this principle foundation and you can apply this when you talk about your husband on the behalf of God as you go into intercessory prayer for your husband. This is what you would say. You would say, Father, bless my husband's protection and let no other woman touch my husband. Come on, let me say this real slow. Father, you're wondering why so many women are married to men who practice infidelity in their marriage. Because number one, you're not praying for your husband the right way. You didn't pray for him. You didn't pray for your husband the right way the first time you got married. This is how you protect your marriage. You say, Father, bless my husband's protection and let no other woman touch my husband. It's as simple as that. Father, bless my husband's protection and let no other woman touch my husband. And because this is what I'm saying as the man. I'm saying, Father, bless my wife's protection and let no other man touch my wife. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, I pronounce a blessing upon my wife and permit my wife to pronounce a blessing upon me. Father, I pronounce a blessing upon my husband and permit my husband to pronounce a blessing upon me. That's what the women would say. Father, I pronounce a blessing upon my husband. That's what the women say. And permit my husband to pronounce a blessing upon me. And as a man, this is how I talk to God about my wife. I say, Father, I pronounce a blessing upon my wife and permit my wife to pronounce a blessing upon me because we accept you as our God and as our Lord in the name of Jesus the Christ. Because what? Because we go free. We go free with this thing. When you are free indeed. And when you're free indeed and you know that you're free indeed, you can start pronouncing blessings over one another. You don't have to be married and held captive and held in bondage and can't get out of the stronghold because you don't know how to talk to God. He said when you're free indeed. So if you're free indeed, then you need to hold your husband. You need to hold your wife. You need to say, I go free. I go free. I go free. Oh, come on, somebody. Father, I decree, bless my marriage relationship with my wife and let our interests increase towards one another. Isn't that something? Father, I ask you now to bless my marriage relationship with my wife and let our interests increase towards one another. I would like to increase in my interest when I think about my wife. I want to increase in my interest about my wife. I want to increase daily. I want to increase weekly. I want to increase monthly. I want to increase quarterly. I want to increase annually. I want to increase in my interest about the way that I'm interested in my wife. Isn't that something? You wives need to ask God the Father to increase your interest in your own husband. Then you don't have to worry about looking at another man when you're supposed to be focusing on your interest in your own husband, okay? Because every husband is not the reason why you got divorced, okay? There's a lot of women in the church that just ain't no good. There's a lot of women, period, that just ain't no good. And you women need to get it right. There's a lot of men out there that ain't no good. There's a lot of women out there that ain't no good. But the last time I checked, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against powers and principalities and evil and wickedness in high places and rulers of darkness. We're fighting against unknown forces and unseen forces. So really, you're supposed to repent and turn from your evil and wicked ways. This is how we have a successful marriage relationship. Father, I decree, bless my marriage relationship with my wife and let our interests increase towards each other. And Father, bless us with a home with security and benefits for our marriage. Father, bless us with a home with security and benefits for our marriage. This is what you wives need to say. Father, bless my marriage relationship with my husband and let our interests increase towards one another. Father, bless our home with security and bless our benefits for our marriage. And this is how you wrap it up. We thank you, Father, because we know and we believe that you heard our prayer requests and you shall answer this prayer according to the faith in Jesus Christ. That you, Father, are faithful to your covenant promises in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be as you have said, my Lord, unto me, and let it be unto every believer under the sound of my voice who has received these words on my watch under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. I love you all. I love you so much. My name is Ambassador for Christ, Kenneth Williams. This is Minister of God in Christ Jesus Foundation, and you have just heard the final conclusion of Naomi and Ruth, Part 3. Shalom.